What unites astronomical, geological, and biological evolution is the concept of change through time. But not all change is evolution, so we must distinguish evolution as being cumulative change through time. Nobody rejects evolution in this sense, either. Our grandparents had a perfectly good word for it. They called it history. In biology, evolution takes on additional meanings. Some biologists define it as a change in gene frequencies over generations. Like change over time, or cumulative change over time, evolution in this sense is uncontroversial. My genes are different from my parents, and my children's genes are different from mine. So what? Charles Darwin's term for biological evolution was descent with modification. When used in a limited sense, however, even this is uncontroversial. Like a change in gene frequencies, descent with modification happens every time a child is born. Breeders have been using artificial selection to produce descent with modification for centuries, within existing species. Natural selection has also been observed to do the same in the wild, but again, only within existing species. So nobody in any field quarrels with change over time, or cumulative change over time, and nobody in biology doubts change in gene frequencies or descent with modification within existing species. Even hypotheses that some closely related species, such as finches on the Galapagos Islands, are descended with modification from a common ancestor are not particularly controversial. They generate more debate among evolutionary biologists than they do among biblical creationists, since Genesis states only that God created certain kinds. But Charles Darwin claimed far more than any of these things. In The Origin of Species, he set out to explain the origin of not just one or a few species, but all species after the first. In short, all the diversity of life on Earth. The correct word for this is not evolution, but Darwinism. Darwin plus ism equals. Darwinism consists of the following claims. 1. All living things are modified descendants of a common ancestor. 2. The principal mechanism of modification has been natural selection acting on undirected variations that originate in DNA mutations. And 3. Unguided processes are sufficient to explain all features of living things, so whatever may appear to be design is just an illusion. Darwinism. Darwin wrote in The Origin of Species, "I view all beings not as special creations, but as the lineal descendants of some few beings that lived in the distant past." Darwin believed that living things have been modified primarily by natural selection acting on random variations, survival of the fittest.